This reading is taken from Isaiah 9, verses 2 to 7. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You'll enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you, as people rejoiced at the harvest, and like warriors dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of their slavery, and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. The boots of the warrior and the uniforms, blood-stained by war, will all be burned. There will be fuel for the fire. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and its peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor, David, for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of the Heaven's armies will make this happen.
Merry Christmas, everyone. One of my daughters, who's now coming up to 30, absolutely loved Christmas time. One Christmas, when she was about 4 years old, she eagerly watched me prepare every detail of our Christmas dinner. She particularly loved Yorkshire puddings and Brussels sprouts. Yep, Brussels. Everything was prepared, the turkey was stuffed and in the oven, and we spent the morning receiving visitors and opening presents. When the last round of visitors had left, I remembered that I hadn't basted the turkey, and I was a little bit worried that it was going to be dry, especially as it was nearly cooked. But my worries were unfounded. As I approached the oven, I could see that the turkey was still white. The oven had broken. My four-year-old was inconsolable. She was lying on the floor, absolutely sobbing and saying over and over again, "Oh, my lovely Christmas dinner. Oh, my lovely Christmas dinner." It was a Christmas that we wouldn't forget, and one that we still tease her about now. For those of you a little bit worried that my four-year-old went without her Christmas dinner, don't be. Because what we actually did was we whacked the legs off the turkey, bunged it into the microwave, deep fried the roast potatoes, miked the veg, and the Yorkshire puddings went over the road to a neighbour to be cooked. So all was well, but it was something that we won't forget. Now we're living in a time that history will never forget, that families will never forget, that children will never forget. A time in which we all have a story to tell. A time where personal struggles go on unknown to the world that is struggling with the wider issues. A young mother gives birth to her first child with little preparation, no antenatal classes, no clinics, or face-to-face support. The father watches on from outside looking in, not how he imagined the birth of his firstborn to be. Brought in at the last minute to witness the birth, but not there for the beginning to hold and support his partner. The hospital's a scary place to be. Not what the young mum expected. Not the usual support. No family gathering round. Just strangers in a place where she doesn't recognise. She lays her baby in the cot, wondering if the surroundings are safe. She can't wait to go home. But from this frightening and uncertain place comes immense joy. They hold their beautiful baby. He's warm and he's soft and he smells just heavenly. And they watch in wonder as he stretches out his tiny little fingers and he makes unknown expressions on his somehow familiar face. A story of 2020, or a story of 2020-ish years ago. All the fear and uncertainty that Mary must have felt, separated from her support network, taken from the comfort of her home to travel to a place that wasn't prepared for her, that had no place for her. Joseph was looking on, feeling helpless, unable to provide what his pregnant wife needed more than anything else, a safe and comfortable place to give birth. Finally, a place to rest was found. Not at all ideal, no threat of COVID, of course, but a place where the animals were kept, no sanitizer or hand gel, no family midwife to comfort and guide the pair through the most important experience of their lives. No sheets washed at 100 degrees, but a feeding trough to lay her newborn child in. But amongst all of this came immense joy. I'm sure that they looked at their child in awe and wonder. His tiny little nose, his tiny feet with the tiniest little toes, the softness of his skin. But this child was a personal joy and a joy that would infiltrate the whole world. God had guided the course of history to this very moment, and as Mary held him, she knew that in her arms she was holding God himself. In her arms she was holding the light of the world. Luke tells us that Mary kept these things in her heart and thought of them often. Our reading today is a familiar one from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah dedicated his life to telling others of God's righteousness, warning them to mend their ways and comforting them with the fact that God loves them and is longing to forgive them, telling them of all that God has in store for those who love him. And here is God's promise, a promise of freedom from all that binds us, a shining light to dispel the darkness. This year has been one of the darkest years most people can remember. Some have lost loved ones. Most of us have been separated from people we love, unable to touch or hug them. Some people have felt totally alone, longing for the warmth of human contact. Others have worked endlessly to provide all that's needed, while some have sunk into an ever-growing depths of depression. Some have experienced domestic violence. Children have gone hungry, and families are struggling to keep a roof over their heads. But we worship a God who loves us. A God who has not forgotten us. That promise, that light several hundred years before the birth of Christ, and who fulfilled it in the birth of Jesus. Today, we celebrate the birth of our Saviour, and I know for many that today's not all that we've hoped it to be. But in Jesus, we can find that immense joy, for in the person of Jesus, God came down to earth. Jesus, fully human, fully God. Jesus, who lived and suffered and felt all the things that we feel, loss, pain, hunger, but also love and joy and friendship. Today, we celebrate in Jesus, the wonderful counsellor, the one who comes alongside us, wherever we find ourselves, the one to whom we need to make no excuses, the one who knows just how we feel, just what we need, and just how we can achieve it. Let's look to him today with immense joy. Today we celebrate in Jesus, who is Almighty God, who is sovereign over everything, who helps us to live distinctive lives in an impure world, who promises to strengthen us through all circumstances and eventualities in our lives, who promises us that we can never be separated from his love. Let's look at him today with immense joy. Today, we celebrate in Jesus, the everlasting Father, the one whose kingdom will have no end, the one who always was and always will be, the one who will be with us forever, and us with him as his sons and daughters. Let's look at him today with immense joy. Today, we celebrate Jesus, the Prince of Peace, for he said, "I am leaving with you a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is the peace the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." Let's look at him today with immense joy. Today we celebrate in this tiny baby who came to bring us immense joy, who came to reconcile us to God, who came to give us all the fullness of life now and through him, eternal life. Now, if that's not something to celebrate, then I don't know what is. It says in Luke 19, if we keep quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers. So let's celebrate today in everything that's going on. Father God, today may not be what we expected, Lord, but I imagine that we could say that about the very first Christmas. Help us today to celebrate all that you are and all that you have gifted to us with joyful and thankful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.